This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, it's Sparky. 5 for 55 past the hour. Time for another Milwaukee Sports Time Out. And got to talk some NFL draft, right? We're only a couple of weeks away from the NFL draft. And I, for one, am getting more and more excited to see how this whole thing is going to play out for the Green Bay Packers. Joining us now, he is John Cooper from Our Lads Draft Service. And, of course, we broadcast from the Wendy's studio. Don't forget about the Blueberry Pomegranate Lemonade, Wendy's latest craft lemonade. Blueberry Pomegranate is a combo of sweet and tart that will leave you wondering, why haven't I tried Wendy's lemonade before? Does anyone do lemonade better than Wendy's? Or can I get lemonade for breakfast? To which the answers are no idea, absolutely not, and absolutely you can have it for breakfast. Try it today at a participating Wendy's. It's the lemonade that you lemo need. As we talk about the upcoming draft for the Green Bay Packers, and of course, all these different reports out there now that maybe this deal doesn't get done between the Packers and Jets for Aaron Rodgers leading up to the draft, John. So maybe the Packers do get stuck with just their first round pick and just their second round pick. Having said all of that, do you think it makes sense for this Packers team that might be going into kind of a rebuild possibly here if Jordan Love is the starting quarterback to maybe move back a few spots in the first round and acquire more draft capital?
Yeah, I think that always makes sense for a team that's rebuilding, and I think they are. But that said, you know, they've got a whole bunch of picks. There's three of them late, but they still do have a good cadre of picks. So I think, you know, going back a few places, depending upon what they're looking for. I mean, as a player they really, really like and want is sitting there at 15, you know, they're going to probably jump on him. Because you can always trade back later on in the draft as well, too, to pick up extra picks. But, they can go either way. It just depends.
When we start talking about the wide receiver and tight end positions, I think those are both positions that a lot of Packer fans obviously want at this point. I saw Jim Nagy from the Senior Bowl say that talking to different teams around the league that only one wide receiver on a lot of these boards have a first-round grade, and that's JSN from Ohio State. How many first-round grades do you have on wide receivers in this draft?
Well, you know, we have more than that. We have three that we, you know, we like. The Ohio State kid, Smith-Njigba, he's definitely one of them. He would be like the second guy for us right now. You know, some of that's based on the injury. You know, we really like the kid from TCU. You know, we think he's a really good receiver, Quentin Johnson. You know, he's got good speed. He's got height that you can't teach. And he's got a good catch raise and go up and get the ball. I mean, we think a lot of people don't, for some reason, don't have him as high as we do. But we've watched a lot of film and, you know, we think he's a really solid player.
When we start talking about prototypical type guys, the Packers seemingly have certain things that they look for in their wide receivers that fall into the mold of pretty much what they've been drafting here for the last several years. And one guy that fits that mold that Packer fans are convinced that the Green Bay Packers will end up drafting is Jalin Hyatt, the wide receiver out of Tennessee at some point. Maybe not in the first round. Maybe that's a second round pick. What do you make of him?
Good player. We are almost have a first round grade on him. We have a very high second round grade on him. And we think he would be an ideal pick for the Green Bay Packers. In fact, one of our mock drafts, he is the guy they select.
In the first round or second round?
Second round.
Second round, right. Yeah, and I think that would make sense for the Packers. What about this tight end position? Because it's a position that's probably one of the deepest in the NFL draft at this point. And while you know, Packer fans would love a Mayer or a Kincaid or somebody like that in the first round. That's another position that you could probably wait to the second round and still get a really good tight end.
Yes, you can. There's a number of guys we think are pretty good players. We've got all the way down to third, fourth round pick where there's, you know, potentially some guys that are, we got about nine of them we think that are pretty solid players. And it is deep. You know, I think our 10th ranked tight end is a guy we think is pretty good too. So it's a good draft. Mayer obviously is the guy that can do it. Can do both. He's a two-way guy. He's a solid inline blocker, as well as being a receiver that can stretch the field. So if they get a shot to take a guy like that with their tight end room being what it is now, I think they're going to have to take a real good look at that.
What's your take on Washington from Georgia?
You know, Georgia didn't really emphasize the tight end position, so, you know, you're kind of looking at an upside deal. He was a rotational player there. And he can block in line. He's a good receiver. He's a little bit raw as far as that goes. But you know, you don't see a kid as massive as he is that can move like he can very often. But like I said, that wasn't a position of emphasis for Georgia. So you may not have seen all he can do. So he's an upside play in a lot of ways. But you know, he's a guy is going to go possibly late first, early second round. He's a really intriguing prospect.
Talking with John Cooper, Our Lads Draft Service. Check out their website. It's a great one, ourlads.com. Gets you all the updated depth charts across football, and you'll really like it. Plus, they have their top player rankings. You can order your draft guide there as well. The Packers have been known to draft defense. Edge rusher, I think, is a position that they probably need at this point after Rashawn Gary went down. Ingabari from South Carolina, I think, played better than people thought last year. And then Preston Smith, but he's not getting any younger. So edge rusher is a definite need. And at where the Packers are drafting in the middle of the first round, there might be a couple of guys like a Nolan Smith or Tyree Wilson that might be hanging out in that area.
Well, we think this is the strongest position in the draft. You know, there's quality players that you'll be able to find all the way down to the third round. And I think one of our mock drafts, we have the Packers taking Keon White in the top of the third. So that's, you know, you're going to find solid players. Those top four guys, we're not so sure that they're not going to be gone by the time the Packers draft in the first round. You're looking at, obviously, Will Anderson and kid from I'm drawing a
Miles Murphy.
Miles Murphy from Clemson, who we really like, and then Tyree Wilson from Texas Tech. You know, we think they're going to be, you know, pretty much gone. Nolan Smith comes right after that. But you still got guys that are quality players. Lucas Van Ness from Iowa is the kind of player we think would look good in a Green Bay uniform because he can play on the edge. He can kick down inside. The Packers have a need both places. And so, you know, in a rotation, which a lot of NFL teams are doing, is making that their focus. You need more than one edge rusher. You need more than one 3 technique. And so, you know, I'm sure the Packers are going to look to add to that room with somebody like Lucas Van Ness. That may be a little high for him at that point, but we think he's going to go in the first round. You know, somewhere in the first round, he's going to be taken.
Even though a lot of people aren't on this guy for the Packers at 15, I would be a big fan of it. And that's Joey Porter Jr., the cornerback from Penn State. You know, Eric Stokes got hurt last year. Still don't know when he's going to come back this year. Rasul Douglas is there, but he probably regressed a little bit from the previous year at cornerback. The thought of having Joey Porter Jr., a big physical type, a cornerback opposite of Jaire Alexander, is one I like to think of in a Packers uniform.
Yeah, we like him a lot, and we think he's a first-round pick, and we think that's about in that mid-first-round, mid-late first round is where he's going to go. And he's a, you know, he's a solid player. It's a good year for corners as well. There's a lot of depth at that position. So, but yeah, Joey Porter, he's a guy we like a lot.
When we start talking about the Packers quarterback position, obviously there's talk of, well, are they going to go out and sign a veteran quarterback? Well, they kind of had their hands tied behind their back financially right now. And obviously, I think if that was going to be the case, maybe they would have had one by now. So I think now people are starting to think that maybe they end up taking a quarterback or two. in this draft, later in the draft. How deep is this draft from a quarterback position when you start talking about, you know, day three quarterbacks?
Well, we think there's five quarterbacks that have potentially what you would call first-round talent. Now, whether they're first-round players or not remains to be seen because, you know, they have holes. All five guys have holes. The guy that we really like, you know, besides Stroud, is Hendon Hooker. And without the ACL injury, you know, we think you're looking at a first-round pick. You know, he might go at the very end of the first, but we think he won't get through the second round, you know, from Tennessee. After that, we think it's a pretty good drop-off. But that said, there's some mid-round talent that is worth looking at. You know, one guy that comes to mind, right after the top five is Aiden O'Connell from Purdue. I think there's mixed reviews on this guy. We've seen him an awful lot, and we think he has upside. We think he's a quality backup that, you know, might be more than that. You know, he's got a little bit of a gunslinger mentality. He pushes the ball into coverage. He's not a creator. He's not going to take off and run. But that doesn't mean he can't. He just likes to stand in there under pressure and launch it. And he's played very well for Purdue. I mean, if you go back to his junior year in the bowl game, I mean, he showed he could escape the pocket if he needs to. So that's not his strength, but he's a good passer. He's got above average arm strength. And we see him as a really nice fit for a team like Green Bay in the mid-round, fourth, fifth round, somewhere in there.
My partner on our Curtin Long podcast that we do, Ryan Horvath from BetMGM tonight, part of the BetQL radio network, loves the quarterback at Fresno State. Where do you have him going?
We got him a little bit below those guys, but they're all in the same pot of players, you know, that could be fourth, fifth, sixth round. You know, Hayner's a little bit undersized for us, and I think he labors a little bit too much for us on the deep ball. You know, that said, he can make the throws. He's been a solid player. There's been some inconsistency, but you know, you watch him in the right game and you see a really, really good football player. And all these quarterbacks we're talking about there after the first five, you know, they have redeeming qualities to them, and it's going to be a matter of what you like. Tanner McKee is a solid passer, you know, but he's not very mobile. And in terms of escaping, that's not a strength at all for him. But he's got a good arm. He can throw player. He can throw receivers open. He does a lot of good things as far as, you know, just straight, you know, throwing the football. You know, Stetson Bennett is a proven winner. He's undersized. Again, he and Hayner would be in that mold of being an undersized quarterback. Max Duggan is a guy that you got to love just because of, you know, what he did in terms of being a backup, being named the backup, and, you know, basically almost told, it's like, go get in the portal if you want to play. And then he ends up being the starting quarterback and doing some tremendous things for TCU. So, you know, don't bet against these guys as being, you know, productive players in the NFL. Most of them are going to be backups, at least to start out with. But all you got to do is look at Brock Purdy last year and see what can happen. You know, with a guy that necessarily isn't rated that highly. So, you never know what you have in the quarterback room until you get them in your building.
I got two more for you. One of which is probably outside the box. Nobody has the Packers doing this either. My partner, Ryan Horvath, is fantasizing about this situation, and I don't think the Packers will do it. But Aaron Jones, obviously, in a situation where he's probably in the last year in Green Bay, more than likely is how this is going to play out, is my guess. And my buddy Ryan is fantasizing about them taking Robinson, the running back, out of Texas because of how special he is, and having him with Christian Watson, Romeo Doubs, and Jordan Love, and building that offense of the future, kind of going ahead there at pick 15. Having said that, A, would you do that? And B, I know there are other running backs that they could have similar to that, maybe not as good as him, probably later in the draft.
Well, you know, the Packers have maybe the best 1-2 punch at running back in the National Football League, or at least one of the best two. And to do that with all the needs that you have as a football team, you know, if you want to punt on this season completely, yeah, go ahead. and you know, and have Jim Brown playing for you or something like that. But the bottom line is, you know, I'm looking at the Packers and I see a team with a lot of needs, and I think you could go a lot of different ways with that first pick. You know, and I think And I can understand that. I've seen him going as to the Detroit Lions with a sixth pick in the draft, and I think I don't see that at either. I think Detroit needs to improve their secondary. So I think the Packers need to improve. You know, they, like you said, you mentioned the edge rusher need. I think their biggest need is in that wide receiver / tight end core. You know, they need to upgrade that position, you know, dramatically, because if you look at how they grade out from a year ago, it's not real good. Watson came on, and you know, you really love what he's done, and he's got the look of a number one receiver as he develops. But after that, it's you know, there's not much, and there's not depth, and same thing at tight end. So, you know, if you get a blue chip kid at that position, you know, you're gonna have to look at it. Edge rusher, if somebody they really like a Nolan Smith is sitting there, you got to look at him. You know, these are where you have to put some guys on the field so that you can compete, you know, next year. You're going to have to get some positions taken care of, and running back's not one of them. A year from now, there could be another blue chip running back that you can take if Jones doesn't stay. That's just my take on it.
Well, Nolan Smith, if he's there at 15, I'd be shocked if Goody doesn't draft him, because he loves his Georgia guys, as we all know. So that would just make sense for the Green Bay Packers to have another Georgia guy. One last one, and one that you probably don't get a lot of, but I have to ask it, because Mason Crosby has been here for 100 years, and it doesn't sound like Mason Crosby is coming back, which means they're going to be looking for a kicker here at some point late in this draft, would be my guess. What does that crop look like?
Well, it's not bad. You know, there's some draftable kids. Ryland, we actually have the Packers taking, I think it's Ryland, in the fifth or sixth round in our mock draft. So, they definitely have to take a look at that. You know, as far as we're concerned, you know, that's just pretty critical. And so, yeah, we think they're going to take somebody, and the best one available is Ryland. You know, is the guy that we think they'll take a look at selecting.
How deep is it? Is it like three kickers deep?
I'd say three. I'd say three kickers.
Yeah, somewhere in
that
area.
You know, it's probably what you're looking at. Yeah.
OurLads.com is the website. Unbelievable. Great information across the board. You can spend hours just on their website. And then if they want to order their draft guide, there's still time to do that as well, right, John?
Yeah, you can go ahead and go to OurLads, the website, OurLads.com, and you can sign up online. We used to have a hotline number. We don't do that anymore. People are into the internet enough, they can do that. So you go to OurLads.com, the website, www.OurLads.com, and it'll explain how it can be done. And I think there's a way you can contact them. By the way, Chad Ryland from Maryland is the kicker. And looking at our mock draft, we have him, the Packers, taking him at 232 in our mock draft. So obviously we thought that too. Yeah, and he's a good kicker.
And for me, it's got to be somebody that's kicked in the elements, because kicking in Green Bay is not like kicking in California or Texas. I mean, it's got to be somebody that's kicked in the elements, and obviously Maryland provides that.
He's a Big Ten kicker.
Yeah,
and that's what they need.
Yeah, no doubt about it. John, thanks so much for coming on, man. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, you bet. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.